Today is Tuesday, February 19th. We're talking possible election fraud, an incoming winter storm, and why more than a dozen states are suing the president. Plus, Amazon's new plan to go green and NASA's new research to find aliens. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. At least 16 states are joining a lawsuit against the Trump administration, and it's about the president declaring a national emergency at the southern border. CBS News reports New Mexico, Oregon, Minnesota, New Jersey, Hawaii, and Connecticut, to name a few, have joined California in this lawsuit. Remember, Trump expects his emergency declaration to give him access to about $8 billion in funds to pay for the border wall. He says it's necessary to keep out drugs and crime, although even he said he knew the move would be challenged in court. And as expected, it is. The state's lawsuit will question where the funds are coming from and work to prove there's not really an emergency at the border. This isn't the first lawsuit to pop up either. Only about an hour after Trump declared the emergency, the ACLU filed a lawsuit. President Trump is doing all he can to get the Venezuelan military to stand behind opposition leader Juan Guaido, this time at a rally in Miami. Remember, Trump supports Guaido as the country's rightful president, and he's working to ramp up pressure against socialist president Nicolas Maduro. He even put sanctions on the country's oil. During yesterday's rally, Trump issued a warning to military officials, saying they'll lose everything if they continue to support Maduro. Maduro pushed back, saying Trump thinks he owns Venezuela and the military will never listen to him. The other issue here? Humanitarian aid. CNN says the military is blocking the U.S. from sending food and medicine to Venezuela. Guaido says he'll try to move shipments into the country this weekend, which could cause some more conflict. A second day of hearings are planned today as we learn new details about the potential fraud from the 2018 election. North Carolina's Elections Board executive director said this week that, yes, there was a coordinated and unlawful scheme surrounding absentee ballots. The New York Times reports investigators believe a Republican operative was behind this scheme, hiring workers to collect more than 1,000 false absentee ballots. While Republican candidate Mark Harris won by less than 1,000 votes over Democrat Dan McCready. So it's a big deal. Remember, at this point, we still don't know who actually won the House seat in North Carolina's 9th congressional district because of this potential fraud. Now it'll be up to the five people on the state election board to decide what happens next. Vox says there are two options: give Harris the seat anyway or have a new election. So stay tuned. More than half of the U.S. population could be hit by a winter storm this week, starting today. AccuWeather says the storm will bring a mix of rain, snow, and ice to 40 states and more than 200 million Americans. Expect snow in the Midwest and Northeast and rain to the South, where there's even concern about flash flooding. USA Today says expect flight delays in some of the areas affected. Airlines have even started waiving change fees. Uber is suing New York City, trying to overturn that new cap on the number of Uber and Lyft drivers allowed on the streets. The Verge reports the ban on new ride-sharing drivers took effect last summer and was set to last 1 year. But Uber is suing now to try and make sure it's not a permanent plan. The cap is supposed to cut traffic and help taxi drivers. New York City officials say there are too many ride-sharing cars on the roads. Uber argues they need to add more vehicles in the area to support the demand there. And Uber's lawsuit comes just one day after Amazon decided not to build its second headquarters in New York City. Well, speaking of Amazon, it wants to go greener. It's making a new commitment to the environment. Amazon announced plans yesterday to make at least half of its shipments be carbon neutral by 2030. TechCrunch says the company calls the new program Shipment Zero. There aren't many details about it yet, but the company says it'll do things like use more solar power and electric delivery vans. Amazon says it'll also start publicly sharing its carbon footprint for the first time. Amazon recently faced some criticism over a Greenpeace report that found Amazon's data center in Virginia is powered by only about 12% renewable energy. Amazon called the report inaccurate. More news ahead, but first, have you tried FabFitFun yet? It's today's sponsor, and by now you probably know that I love it. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. And the spring box is here. I think it's my favorite box yet. I love the Sip by Swell water bottle, the Key sunglasses, Dr. Brandt eye gel. I don't want to give away too much, but that is just the beginning. I'm always so pleasantly surprised with just how many great quality items are inside each FabFitFun box. In fact, some items are customizable, so you can go and choose what exactly is in your box. Yesterday, I realized I was wearing four things I got from FabFitFun all at once. FabFitFun retails for $49.99, but with every box, you get a value of more than $200. And right now, you can use the coupon code NEWS, N-E-W-S, for $10 off your first box. Just go to FabFitFun.com and use that code NEWS for $10 off your first box. Treat yourself four times a year. That's FabFitFun.com with the code NEWS. Now, back to the news. Several U.S. airlines are adding a new gender option when customers buy tickets, giving travelers the option to choose undisclosed or unspecified for their gender. MarketWatch says airlines will use a U for undisclosed and an X for unspecified for passengers that don't identify as male or female. United says it'll also allow passengers to select MX over Mr. or Ms. American, Delta, United, Southwest, Alaska, and JetBlue are updating their gender options as well. Chicago police now say they want to talk to actor Jussie Smollett for a second time because of new evidence. Remember, the actor from the Fox show Empire said he was attacked in Chicago back in January in what police originally said may have been a hate crime. But now Variety reports there are questions about what really happened. Police say two potential suspects questioned about the crime are now released, and instead police want to re-interview Smollett. CNN cites sources saying police think Smollett may have paid people to help him fake the attack for attention. Smollett insists that's not true, that this really happened, although he has not agreed to meet with police again, at least not yet. President's Day weekend was a bust for the movie business. The holiday weekend has not been this bad in 15 years. Still, the movie Alita: Battle Angel topped the charts, bringing in $34 million. Experts say the box office needs a hit to help it gain momentum again. They're hoping Marvel's new movie will do just that in March. NASA just put together a new research team that'll focus all on aliens. The Center for Life Detection Science, or CLDS, will partner with investigators from Georgia Tech to find out how life began and where else it could exist. NASA says it's looking to see if there has ever been or could be life on Mars or on any moons. And in case you missed it yesterday, a quick reminder that you might be able to see the super snow moon this evening. The fancy name really just means it's a full moon in February, and it'll be a super moon, meaning it'll look a little larger. In fact, this will be the brightest super moon of the year. The best time to see it for most people in the U.S. is this evening during moonrise. But remember, it depends on where you live and the weather conditions. And that's it for today. You are all caught up. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.